Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer and Pray Ministry. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2022. Give honor to God, who is head of my life. I thank God for placing Pastor Darlene Bunches in my life, who continued to inspire me. She is the founder of this prayer ministry. For the newcomers, my name is Alice Marie, and I facilitate each Monday. Thank you all for joining the prayer line this morning. The scripture for the week of March 21st, 2022, is Psalms 39 and 4. I'm reading from the Maxwell Leadership Bible, New King James Version. Okay. So, Psalms chapter 39, verse 4 says, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Frail meaning weak and delicate. The one thing I hear the scripture says is, give me wisdom, grace, to consider my end and how short the measure of my days will be, and to improve what I know concerning it. The living know they should die, but few so reflect on this as to make right use of this knowledge. So, this morning, is there anybody that have a song on their heart that they would like to sing?
That's a good one. Jesus on the main line, tell them what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell them what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell them what you want, because Jesus is on the main line now. Oh, if you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Because Jesus is on the main line now. I said main line, tell him what you want. Main line, tell him what you want. Mainline to mainline, tell them what you want, because Jesus is on the mainline now. If you want to get that Holy Ghost, tell them what you want. You want to get the Holy Ghost, tell them what you want. You want to get that Holy Ghost, tell them what you want, because Jesus is on the mainline now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Horsley. Anyone else have a song you'd like to sing?
Sister Gladys here this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. I'm safe in his arms. I thank God for that song. Because he is our shepherd, everything we need is in him. And it was finished when he died on the cross at Calvary. And when he said, I must leave so that I can send back the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, that dwells. Not only just something that you feel on the outside of you, but something, I mean, the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us, that will lead and guide us into all truth, guide us by the skillfulness of our hands, and he will order our steps. So I thank God this morning, because he is our shepherd. We have everything that we need through him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for this song, Sister Gladys. Anyone else that have a song they want to say?
Well, let me, this is Darlene. Good morning, everybody. There is a song, in fact, there are several songs that I've been thinking about, but let me attempt to sing. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Must Jesus bear his cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And we thank the Lord for his blood today, that cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I would like to make a little joyful noise to the Lord. Okay, and never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you was there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you was there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you was the one I held on to. And I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. Oh, I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you was there for me. I never could have made it without you. I would have lost my mind a long time ago if it had not been for you. I made it through my storm and my test because you was there to carry me through my mess. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better. I can stand here and tell you I made it, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. Amen, amen. I can do joyful noise. I don't sing in a choir or anything, and I'm told I can't sing, but the Lord can make a joyful noise. So I don't want to overlook anyone, any newcomers, one been here for years, You have a song you want to say on your heart? Okay. Again, good morning. And thank you all for those songs. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I really enjoyed that. Heavenly Father, Father, we come into you, Heavenly Father, agreeing with one another, Lord, and praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just come to you praying for whoever may be out there at this hour, no matter where they are, that may be calling out to you, Lord, for one reason or another, Lord, we're praying that you answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we're praying for those right now that in mourning, those that in need of comfort for what one thing, some may need comfort for another, Lord, but we're praying for comfort for everybody in need of comfort right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you are a great God, Lord. Oh, yes, you are, and we depend on you for everything, Lord. Every breath that we take, every breath that we make, and every step that we take, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you have all power. Yes, you do, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, and we're praying for those right now that in need of jobs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, place them in a job, Heavenly Father, where they can make enough money, Heavenly Father. More than enough than they need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Bless them financially with a job that they will enjoy, Heavenly Father, with good pay and benefits, Heavenly Father, so they can provide for themselves, for their family member, and pay all their bills and have enough to enjoy on, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those who have a surgery today, whoever they might be, wherever they might be, Lord. Be with them, with the doctors, Heavenly Father, the nurses, the techs, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Be with them that they not be afraid, Heavenly Father, and give them a speedy, speedy recovery, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we lift your name up high, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God, the creator of this universe. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue protecting these kids as they go to and from school and during school, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, yes. Lord, you know what everybody's heart on this phone, this prayer line, Lord. You know what's on their heart, Lord. You know what their desires are, their wants are, their needs. Our Lord, we pray that each and every desire, each and every need, Lord, be met, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Touch every need, Lord. We asking that it do, that it come to pass, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, when we pray, Lord, we praying in faith, Lord. Lord, you said all we need is a seed of of faith. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We are way past that, Lord, because we believe in you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord. We know that your word is true, Lord, and you are faithful. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. And we just want to thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Oh, yes, I ask you to continue working in our life for our good. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Being with us, Lord, holding our hands, Lord. Lord, helping us make good choices, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God, Lord. We praying for those that is depressed, Heavenly Father. Remove that depression, Lord. Those that are stressed, remove their stress, Heavenly Father. Those don't have peace, give them peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that don't have patience, give them patience, Lord. Those that have strength, don't have strength, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Those don't have power, Lord, give them power. And those that do, and we ask you to magnify in our life, magnify, magnify in our life, Lord. Those who already have those things, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those not able to hear your voice, Lord, open their ears, Lord, that they can hear your voice. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So they can hear you when you speak, Lord. They can identify your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Can you show it, giving us grace and mercy, Lord? Save trouble as we travel to and from. Oh, yes, day by day, each day, Lord. Day by day, Lord. Lord, those that need your help, Lord, give them help, Lord, because you are our helper, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We ask and pray that you provide for us, Heavenly Father, to send you providing for us, those that in need to have asked, Lord, provide for them, Lord, because that's who you are. You are our provider, Lord. You are our helper, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that are looking for homes, apartments, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, guide them to a place where they will be happy at, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. A place that will meet their income, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Provide for them, Heavenly Father. Which way to go? Because there is nothing that you cannot do, Almighty God. There is nothing you cannot do. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Those with businesses, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless their businesses, that they receive overflow of customers, Lord, that their finances double, triple. Oh, yes, yes, bless, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless their businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that may be having problems on their job, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remove that stumbling, that situation from them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You are our Father, Lord, and we look up to you for everything, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Father. To do the Father thing for the children, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. And Father, we just give you glory, Heavenly Father. We just praise you for who you are. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that's in the hospital, Lord. Go by and whisper a word in their ear of healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that's in therapy, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason they're in therapy for, Lord. Lord, heal them, Heavenly Father. Give them a speedy recovery, Lord. Give them the willpower to do what needs to be done to reach the destinations that they need to be in their recovery while they're in therapy, Lord. And once they finish therapy, that they do what it needs to take to continue where they are, oh, yes, or either expand further than what they have received in therapy, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those over there in Ukraine, Lord. They need your help, Lord. Lord, we know you're working. Oh, yes, you are, Lord. We're asking that you cease what all is going on around this world, Lord, this evilness, these wars. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I'm praying that you cease all of this, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father, there is nothing that you cannot do, Lord. You said we act and believe and we will receive, Lord. So the prayers that are going up this hour, power of prayer, we are standing on faith, Lord, knowing that their prayers are answered, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Talk to us more and more, Heavenly Father. Let us hear your voice more and more, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, we just praying for different situations that may be going on in families, Lord, that need corrected. We're praying that you correct them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just pray and ask that you be in every decision that we make, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, there is nothing and no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just pray for those that have COVID, Heavenly Father. Cover it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Those that have family members that have passed on, Lord. Oh, they need you, need your comfort, Lord. Comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them the strength to move on, Lord, and knowing that they will see their family member again, as long as they give their life to you, Heavenly Father. We're praying for the backsliders, Lord, that someone speak to them and that they may come back to you, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that's on crack cocaine out there, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, set them free. Even though there may be some that's not, don't want to get off, Lord, but their family members are praying for them, Lord. Set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that crying out for you to be set free from crack, Lord, set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying for the people that's incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And we're praying that you comfort those that may be in there for something they didn't do, Heavenly Father. So that happens a lot, Heavenly Father. People incarcerated for things they didn't do. Some people serving time for things they didn't do. We got some that's coming up for parole, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're asking that you open the door that they be paroled out, Lord, and they live a life with you for the rest of their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. He's the same, Heavenly Father. You got those that's praying to be released, Lord, that are walking in your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Those that believe in and trust that you will open those doors, Lord. We ask that you open the doors for them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, speak to the people that got the authority to let them get on with their life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And we're praying for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father, that they get to know you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, that they get to know you. Put somebody in their path that they get, that they too should know who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. That they can become to love you. Oh, yes, Lord, because you love each and every one of us on this earth, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we just ask that you continue magnifying your love in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for marriages, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know everything. You never had on our head, Heavenly Father. So you know the marriages that need mending, marriages that need communication, Lord, in their relationship, Lord. Without communication, there is no understanding, Lord. Whatever the marriage is, whatever it takes for the marriage to be united with happiness and peace and joy. So we asking you to store it over those marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the different ministers out there, Heavenly Father, that in need of your help, Lord. Oh, yes, some churches need of finances. Some is in need of people that committed to the churches, Heavenly Father, to be committed. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We ask you to bring your people in, the different churches, that your word be heard, Lord, so they can praise and dance and hear the word, Lord, and get an understanding of where they are lacking. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. And such a minister that they minister what need to be heard. Oh, yes, Lord. You know what each and every one of your children needs to hear, Lord. So we ask you to equip those ministers and pastors and evangelists. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. what needs to be heard, Lord, to help your people where they can grow in your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that don't have food in their house, Lord. Those on the street don't have food to eat, Heavenly Father. We ask that you provide, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 provide for them, Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those praying for people that have a mechanical problem, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You are a fixer. That's who you are. We're asking you to, and you are way makers to make ways that they get their car repaired, Heavenly Father. Those that are searching for cars, that are in need of cars, that can pray for those cars, Lord. We're asking you to allow it to come to pass, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you got your children, the male, females are out there waiting on a companion, one that is compatible with them, Lord. Some are waiting on the companion to be a person that loves you, Lord. You know what each person is waiting on, what they need, the companion that they need, Lord. We ask them that you put one in their life that they will be happy with, Lord. One that's going to love them, Heavenly Father, faithfully, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, we're asking it, Heavenly Father. I'm going to connect this prayer with all the prayers going on at this hour. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And with those that people are agreeing with right now, throwing song words out, names out, connecting with Father who are in heaven, how be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, and everybody we praying for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, for you are our kingdom, power, and our glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, again, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning. And what I would like, what we're going to do right now is we're going to give God praise, but we're not going to petition for anything. We're only going to praise him for what we already prayed for, what he already done, and what you see him doing, keep alive, that you, whatever. But we're not going to ask for anything at this time. So unmute your phone. Everybody come in and let's give God thanks and praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise it. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, God. Praise your name, God, because you are faithful.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping my kids, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping my parents, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the associates, Lord God. Thank you, how great.
Jesus,
Let us continue to be imitators of you,
right now, Father, today, in the name of Jesus, for this is the day that you have made. And so we're going to rejoice in this day, the right now, this day. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, in the name of Jesus, no matter what comes our way, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank everyone for all the praises that have went up this morning. I'm going to touch on forgive past hurts and rise and raise your self-esteem. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. And it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Did you know that unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment block the flow of God's blessing in your life?
Holding on to
the hurt of your past can poison your present and limit your future. But when you let go of these emotional wounds, you open the door to the life of victory that God has planned. The enemy will try to use your past to influence your actions and responses. He will try to paralyze you with fear and shame. But when you choose to forgive those who have wronged you and release your past to your Heavenly Father's love and care, you can walk in freedom. You can trade your sorrows for His joy. You can trade your shame for His peace. You can trade your insecurities for His love and victory. You are not defined by your past. You are defined by God's word and His plan for your life. And God sees you as an overflower, overcomer. God sees you as a champion in life. So we're going to have to let go. So what everyone needs to do, and you share it with others who hold it on to their past, you know, that they forgive their past hurt. What we need to do is raise our self-image. So Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7, okay? So did you know that you never will raise above the image you have of yourself? If you see yourself as poor and defeated, then you're going to live a poor, defeated life. In order to change your life, you have to change your focus. You have to change what you're looking at and believing for. You have to believe that God is for you and desires good things for your life. If you choose to stay focused on the things that are negative in your life, then by your own choice, you are agreeing with the enemy. You cast the deciding vote. When you believe his lies, it opens a door to destruction in your life. But on the other hand, if you choose to agree with God and his word, if you choose to focus on the fact that you can do all things through Christ and that you are more than a conqueror, then your faith is going to cause God to show up and work supernatural in your life. Your faith will help you go to new levels of victory, and soon you will rise to be the champion God has called you to be. Father, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Thank you for loving us enough to set us free. We ask you now to search our heart and show us any hurt or bitterness we need to release so we can walk in forgiveness and freedom today. Thank you for designing us to succeed in every area of life. We choose to agree with your word and focus on the good things in our life We know that you have equipped us to live as champions in life. And we thank you, Father. So so what I want y'all to do is continue, forgive past hurt if you have any. And if you have a low self-esteem, raise your self-esteem. There's no reason why we should look down on ourselves, because all of us is different. We're made different. Some of us talk different, walk different. So we need to raise our self-esteem. If there's anything that causing us to have low self-esteem, we got to look up to the hills, look up to God, and do what it takes to raise our self-esteem. So at this time, I'm going to get the names of those that are here. I want everybody to give your name. If you have a praise report, a testimony, prayer request, y'all give that at this time. So unmute your phone. I have a prayer request. I have a sister, Eddie Mae. We have been praying for Willie Mae, and she improvement have been shown. God is really working in Willie Mae's life. But Eddie Mae, she's a cancer survivor, but she had to go back on chemo or whatever that was. But she has not been feeling the best, and she's the type of person. Her daughter stays together, even though her daughter have a house and rent it out. She stay with her mother because of mother's condition. It's a miracle that she have came this far, because she stepped back out years ago and grad when she was sick. So right now she's not sharing with her daughter how she feels, but she don't want to worry with her. So let's lift Eddie Mae up in prayer today for her healing, Lord, that she feel better, from where she at, because she's not feeling good at all. So anybody, y'all give your name. And if you have a prayer request, give your prayer request, tell someone a praise report, or if you just have a confession that you feel that you need to share, feel free to do so.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, good morning, good morning again, everybody, and for the ones that didn't come, came in later on. Asking for prayer for LaDaisha Cunningham, for grief, her grandbaby. I mean, they lost a family member. So prayer for her that she make the right decision and not based on her, based on her emotions and decisions not to let the man move into the house, around the baby, and stuff. And then they don't do anything but try to hurt the baby, harm the baby, or in any way the stepfather doesn't like the father. The baby's father doesn't like the baby since his wife has died. So prayer for that, my great niece and my great, and prayer for me, lodging. I mean, for the apartment that I'm gonna get, and that I continue to line up with God's word today, and my family. Thank you, and I'll be listening and in touch, in agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Celestica. I am in agreement, and thank you for the word of encouragement. And just my prayer request / praise report is I'm praising God. Today is my daughter, my older daughter's birthday, 36 years in life, and I just thank God for that. And just the prayer request is for God to continue to bless her and to mature her in the things of God. Thank you. I'm going to mute her.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning. Have a blessed week. And I have a prayer request for all those that have to go to court for little minor things that God will show them favor, touching their hearts, giving them the mindset to know when you know right from wrong. Don't do it thinking that you can. And, a lot of things you do in the dark do come out in the light. And I just pray for favor for those who have to go to court this morning, even if it's to the building or Zoom, whatever. I'm asking God to show them favor. Thank you.
Hey, Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris. I have a prayer request. I'm just praying about these grants that I'm entering, that God would just give me favor. Just, I'm just praying for God, that God's favor over my life and everything I do. Amen.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking y'all to still continue to pray for me because I'm not doing well. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Vaughn. I want a prayer request for my grandson. His first cousin shot himself in the head. He was 22. And I want to pray for the Lattimore family, for his grandmama and their family, you know, for they can ease their pain. And pray for them, for, you know, can't nobody else do it in the family. It's running their family, but, you know, they take their self out. So I want to pray for that family, get them a speedy recovery. God, you know, help them with their pain. Thank you. And God,
good morning.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Is there another
that want to
get it? Go
ahead. Yeah. We want to pray for, there are three people that need to be healed. Don't know the exact sickness, but Carmen, Iris, and Pearsall. That's Carmen, Iris, and Pearsall. They need healing. And then Lisa has family members in the hospital. Don't know their names, but Lisa needs family healed.
Okay. Good morning.
Well, this is Sister Gladys. I got one more thing. Pray for my I'm just thanking God for my healing too, in my situations. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, this is Darlene Ann, and I'm listening.
Good morning. Anyone else haven't given your name that would like to give your name? Okay, so God heard the prayers that went up. So what we are going to do is we're going to come in and do corporate prayer. We're going to pray for all these names that went up. So all these requests. Go ahead and know all the requests so we can just everybody come in and pray. Give a corporate prayer for them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, God. We know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for healing. Thank you, Father, for the ones that are looking for places to stay, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for peace.
And your righteousness,
you in the name of Jesus.
Healing
thank
the hurting
you,
of the
God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that she makes the right decision right now, God, and not based on her emotions, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank you right now, God, for my family members. I thank you for Louis James and Mary and Tommy Lee and James. Hallelujah. Lord, restore, turning back, bringing back the backslidden and heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for forgiveness, Father, that you have heart of stone. James, heart of stone is the heart of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that he forgive others. Their trespasses as Lord, the new Lord, forgive him.
Lord,
yes. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. For salvation, healing, and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For traveling mercy today. Thank you right now, God, for the ones that are believing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Healing is broken in heart, Father. Healing, Father, mind, heart, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for whatever is going over in Russia. Hallelujah.
And Lord,
in the name of every situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, because we are saints of God and we have no reason to fear in the name of Jesus. That we trust and believe in you with all our hearts. Lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That binds us together with God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for interceding on all of our behalf today, Father. In the name of Jesus, and you heard that.
Elevating our self-esteem and raise our, you know, looking at our self-image and, you know, coming to where God would have us to be. We're not like grasshoppers. Let's just thank God that he is showing us in his word how to do what he has designed for us to do and just be at peace over everything, even with the situations that are going on around the world. We can still have peace in the midst of the storm. As Jesus even spoke when he was on the boat on the ship, he said, peace be still. And we decree this morning that there shall be peace no matter what in our lives, in our country. We're going to believe that God will just give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Praise the Lord. So as we are right here at the top of the hour, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are the lender and not the borrower. And as I'm making these declarations, I pray that you speak them for yourself, that you get it into your spirit, because I'm decreeing the word of God over our lives. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work. And I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree and declare blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. And I decree and declare that we pull down every stronghold that is trying to keep us from being where God would have us to be. We pull down the wickedness in high places. It's being destroyed today. And I decree that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily in the name of Jesus. I decree that we're redeemed from the curse of the law, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. So let us all go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God, knowing that God is always there for us. He is still on the throne, and that he covers us each and every day. So we decree and declare that he will continue to order our steps, and we will follow after holiness and righteousness, so that we will have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for loving me back and loving each other, loving your family, just sharing the love of Jesus Christ wherever you go, because that is what can destroy the enemy, because we know that love overcomes many things. So have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and we will give God the praise. Even as you go through this day, give God some praise. Amen. And happy birthday to Praise.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.